And we heard, and you heard my interview with the Prime Minister of Norway, co-sponsor here, and Britain has doubled its aid. And Britain and the United States, I understand, are the two biggest aid givers to the Syrian refugees. But what about what Jordan has said? We can't cope. We're, you know, at boiling point. If you want us to help them, you have to help us.
The five neighboring countries have taken in 4.5 million people. This is many, many times more the number of people that came to Europe. Look at Europe's reaction to that. Those countries really have the biggest share of the burden. So I think what they say is correct, and I'm happy that this conference goes into that direction. Help them as well.
And this is the no man's land, which has caused a lot of attention over the last several days. You tell me there's something like 16 to 20,000 Syrians waiting between Syria and Jordan, and Jordan's only letting in 45 to 50 per day.
That's another aspect, because they have very serious security concerns, given that those people are arriving from areas
controlled by Daesh. Their children and babies. The children.
Right.
And women.
We've spoken to the Jordanian, and I think they'll increase the rate of people coming in by day. But it is also legitimate that they do security checks, like any country would do.
Do you think that Jordan is going to agree to give them work permits? Is there a deal that you've heard about? The Prime Minister told me there may be preferential trade deals and sort of, you know, things to help Jordan in its own economy.
I think if the package goes through, we will see a massive increase in work permits in Jordan. I'm pretty sure about that.
So you mentioned, you know, if we don't get an end to this, it's going to be coming back every year for these kinds of billions. I mean, what hope do you have for a political solution? Look at this much vaunted proximity talks that they can't even get proximity. They've suspended them.
Well, when you do the work that I do, you have to remain hopeful to an extent. At least they haven't stopped talking. They postponed the next session. Let's hope that they will see the light and take the responsibility to bring peace.
Do you think it's possible? Because it's clear that one of the big backers, Russia, which has a veto in the Security Council, is bombing Assad's way to get more territory and to have a better hand at the negotiating table.
I think it would be very difficult to bring the sides together, but I don't think it's impossible. And I hope that all those that make decisions look at those images of people suffering. They should be reminded that to put an end to their suffering is their responsibility.